Hello, Moon and Star. It's your host once more, Daniel Kay, welcoming you to another episode of the Digimon for Sleep. The Digimon for Sleep podcast. Starring, Tai, Yamato, Sora, Kishiro, Zumi, Thingo, Cactus Hat Cowboy Lady, Juro Kido, and Takeru Takeishi, who for some reason is not selectable here in the episode selection menu. He's grayed out. Why? I don't remember. Oh, his Pokemon's an egg. That's right, I forgot. Angemon got, we went like way past potato stage. He's a, what is he? A Digitamago. He's a Digi egg. Alright. So, that means you know what time it is. It's time to depart. It's time for a departure. Oh, let me turn the volume down. Hang on. There we go. All right. Bring it up, Editor Dan. That's right. It's time for a shining departure. It's a joke about the track names on the Tinykin soundtrack. It's a joke for one specific person right there. That's a joke for Joseph. It's a Joseph joke. Ah, shining departure. Because we're about to play the episode called Departure Dash to a New Continent. Hearing Jedi's words, the kids depart for a bigger adventure. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Alright, so there's a Tinykin music go away. Digimon music back. And now let's do it, shall we? Looks like Tai is the leader. No getting around that. But who else is going to be in the party? I reckon Sora and Juro, that's a pretty good bunch. That's a good pair. But what if... What if it was... let's keep it Sora and Juro, kiddo. Yeah, that's good. We got all level 16s in the party. Let's go for it. Episode start. Okay. Where do we start? Well, Taichi says, so, where do we go from here? Kind of like a, you know, sort of a different version of my own question that I had. But mine is answered. We're in a forest, just like we've been in for most of the game. Just like we were in like episode one, you know? Green grass in the background, grey rocks, pine trees, the Digimon forest. Where do we go from here? Well, Jinai told us to go to serve a continent, but, says Sora Takanuchi. Kishiro Izumi says, according to the map I just received, serve a continent is quite a distance from here. I think Jinai emailed him a map on his laptop. The Kishiro Izumi laptop. Oh, do we have to go, says Juro Kido. I mean, Devimon is gone. And we know this island pretty well by now, and we won't have any problems finding any food and water, right? What do you mean by that? Asks Sora Takanuchi. I mean, can we even trust this Jedi guy? And what he said about the server continent? Asks Juro. Well, can we believe he's on our side just because he sent us a map? Asks Kishiro Izumi, seemingly echoing Juro's sentiment. What? Says Taichi Yagami. But if we just hang around here, we'll never get home. We had so much trouble with Devimon, says Sora. And there's even more dangerous enemies ahead. She looks dejected. She seems to be in a slump. We don't even have a way to get to a continent across the ocean, says Kishiro Izumi. And there's probably even more weird Digimon, says Mimi. We should probably check this place out a little bit more, says Yamato Ishida. What are you talking about, Yamato? Are you talking about this island we're on? Be more specific, I don't understand. Also, hang on, let me go find some way of taking a photo of the screen right now. It's really weird. You know, this game has, like, visual novel aesthetics. So we get character portraits popping up around their dialogue boxes, so we see who is talking and to whom. So we have a character portrait of Yamato and a character portrait of Mimi, right? Yamato's on the left of the screen, Mimi's on the right of the screen. But that is imposed over like a 3D image of the Digimon world that they're in, including their 3D character models, not their 2D portraits. But the way they're standing makes it look like there's four people just on screen. It's not obvious that one's 2D and one's 3D at first. It looks like it's Yamato standing next to Mimi, who's standing next to a second Yamato, who's standing next to a second Mimi. I'm going to take a photo right now. I'm going to make it the thumbnail. Okay, I got it. Yeah, check out the thumbnail. It's really funny. I think it's really funny. Maybe it's just me. Anyway. Hey, what is it with you guys? Says Taichi Yagami. And everyone's like, ... Let's go! Says Takeru Takeishi. Takoya, let's go! Oh, Takeru! Says Yamato. Well, even if we don't know what kind of enemies will be waiting for us, we should go! Says TK. I think that Angemon would agree with me, so I... And now we get the opinion of the Digimon.
Yeah, we'll go, says Agumon. At the very least, if we can find those tags and crests. I'm sure I could evolve even more and protect you, Taichi.
I'm sure that'll go well. Agumon, says Taichi Yagami, already getting ideas. Bad guy Taichi. He's gonna get himself a bone Agumon. But we're not up to that bit of the story yet. That good bit. Yeah, let's go, Sora, says Piyamon.
Yeah, we'll pull through, okay? Says Tentomon.
I'll be the most beautiful flower on Server Continent, says confident Palmon. Oh, good on you, Palmon. You're cool. Yeah, I'll cross the whole ocean if I have to, says Gomon. Oh, yeah, we got a swimming Digimon. Everyone just get on Gomamon. I mean, maybe you want to make him into a Nikakumon first. But, you know, whatever. Yamato, let's go, says Gabumon, the pelt-wearing reptile Digimon with a little unicorn horn. Oh, okay, says Yamato Ishida. Sounds like the Digimon have spoken. Let's go, says Sora.
Let's go.
Yeah, okay, I'll go too, says Chiyokido. Looks pretty happy. Like, yeah, sure, whatever. Oh yeah, well, if everyone else is going, then I'll tag along too, says Mimi Tachikawa. Oh, thank gosh for the Digimon and their rousing speech about going to the Server Continent. Huh, a new continent, huh, says Kashiro Izumi. Yosh, okay, it's decided. We're going to Server Continent, says Taichi Yagami. Yeah, says everyone. But how, guys? How though? Whoa! It looks like all our Digimon friends are here. It's Leomon, and it's Meramon, and it's Frigimon, aka Yukidaramon, and it's Mojimon, and it's the little electric Totoro, Elecamon. Leomon is like,
now that it looks like you're done talking.
Oh, Leomon! Leomon! Says Taichi Yagami.
We heard rumors that you're going to the Server Continent. And all these guys wanted to help you out. They came to help the chosen children.
Yeah! Hey, says Elecamon.
You need a ship, right? We'll help you out, says Mojimon. Yeah, we want to help you guys too, says Yukidaramon, aka Frigimon.
Meramon didn't say anything. It's like, it's like Robert Swan. I don't know why I'm here. You know, listeners, like Robert Swan. Yeah, you get it. Taichi is like, oh, thanks, guys. And everyone's happy, and they put their fist in the air. But now we're just given control. I'm supposed to walk around as Taichi. I've got Agumon with me. Like, I don't know where I'm supposed to go. Okay, so I'm just walk forward. Let's save the game so we don't have to go through that anymore. There we go, save completed. And now we're just walking through a forest like 90% of this game, where we walk through a forest, and Agumon's following us. We walk through a forest. We're going to solve this problem by walking through a forest and avoiding a Beatamon. I don't want to fight you, Beatamon. Wait, who the heck is this? Oh no, it's the ugliest of Digimon. What's this guy's name? From the labyrinth, from the ruins that Kashiro, Izumi, and Mimi explored. What are you? He's just hanging out here by a river. You shouldn't hang out by a river. You should be in, like, I don't know. Hey, how do we get to the other side? Asked Taichi.
Centaurmon. Oh, you can cross if you find something to use as a bridge.
To use as a bridge? Asked Kashiro Izumi.
Yeah, you know, like a bunch of logs or something.
Oh, logs. Well, okay, we'll go find some, says Saichi. Listeners, this all of a sudden turned into an adventure game. We've got a problem to solve. There's a river blocking our path. We don't know why we want to cross the river. Taichi, why do we want to cross the river? It's not like the server continent is across this river, is it? How do we know that? Why do we think that? What are we doing? Why are we doing any of this? But hey, it's an adventure game all of a sudden. We've got the problem of the river. We have to find an item to solve the problem. Like an adventure game. Speaking of items, here's two items in two item boxes. First one was a fragrant petal times three. The second of the items was a large feather times three. And speaking of editor Dan having to put something in this episode right now, let's do a little DigiPiece break.
Oh, okay. There we go. Yeah, crows. How about crow noises? Crows and ravens. I'm hoping I can find that one of those corvids. You know corvids? Crows, ravens, some kinds of magpie. I think Australian magpies are from a different family of, they're not corvids. You know? Don't remember exactly what they are, but Australian magpies, which sound like this. Are different to European and American magpies. So magpies in America? Do you get magpies in America? Editor Dan, magpies in America?
Yes, the black-billed magpie. And the yellow-billed magpie. Are both native to the western USA.
Yeah, I mean, birds, that's the thing about birds, right? They get everywhere. They're not really, like, limited to the same... in the same way that, like... other animals are. They can fly across the oceans. Some birds do it all the time. They don't even need to fly. Like, you know, they could just, you know, they go all over the place. That's what birds do. So there's magpies here, there's magpies there, there's magpies over that way, there's magpies all over the place. You know, parrots here, parrots there, pigeons here, pigeons there, corvids all over the world, owls, whole world's got owls. Bad case of the owls all up and down you. Planet Earth. Owls in the north. Ooh. Owls in the south. Ooh. Hoot hoot, you know? Anyway, but... so there you go. Australian magpie is different to the rest of the world's magpies. That's all I'm saying. And I guess it's just like, well, that... someone saw a bird and was like, that kind of looks like a magpie. Let's call it a magpie. You know, like the magpies we've got back in Europe. But it... it's a different kind of bird. Sounds like this. But that's not what we're doing as editing noises. We're doing crow noises. What I was hoping was that I can find... there's this one sample of a crow or a raven going like... caw! Like this. Caw! Like that. Yeah, I hope I can find something that sounds a little bit like that's what the picture I've got in my head is. Alright, back to the game. Oh, we're in a green forest looking for logs. Looking for logs in the green forest. Well, there's one over there. Someone chopped that tree down. And we're looking for logs in a non-destructive way. We want fallen logs. Taichi read the signs on this bushwalk that said, don't chop down the trees, please, we need them. This is like native old growth forest. Like in Digimon World. Everybody's favourite. Our bonus episode series. Running around, escaping a Numamon and a Mushmon. I really don't have the... there's a Monochromamon. Like, I know that if I fight that Numamon back there, it's actually gonna be like, not just a Numamon... alright, let's get one crow noise in. Numamon, come here, come back. Hi-ya! Okay, well, there we go. It was just a Numamon, just a Numon star. Agumon knocked it out with one single 800 damage baby flame. I looked at which of the Digimon had the highest base attack stat, and it was Agumon with 66 attack. For context, Gomamon, the lowest attack in the party, has 34. So, significantly increased attack on Agumon, and I buffed that even further with some attack boosting Digipieces. Gomamon is the healer. Piamon is a bit of an all-rounder. I boosted her attack up too. Here's an item. Fluffy cloths. Three fluffy cloths in that item box. Three fluffy cloths in an item box. Now I'm walking down the path avoiding a Mushmon. Where is this going? Oh, it's Leomon! Leomon! Are you just going to chop down some trees for us, Leomon?
Be careful around here. The trees are falling in this direction.
Oh, that's a shame. We don't want the trees to fall, do we? By the way, Leomon, have you seen any logs around?
Are you cutting down the trees to make a raft?
Asks Agumon. Whoa, these are some nice logs, says Taichi Yagami. Hey, Leomon, could we use those?
Take as many as you like, says Leomon.
Obtained logs. We've solved the puzzle. The puzzle of the logs has been solved by talking to Leomon at the end of the forest path. Now, time to avoid the same Mushmon and Numamon and Monochromamon that we avoided on our way down the forest path to return to Centaurmon by the river. Hopefully we take long enough so that nobody realizes I use the same voice for Centaurmon as I do for Leomon. You know? Ah, here we are. Just around the corner, we will finally come across, after avoiding this Mushmon. Oh, this is a long walk. Centaurmon. Hey, Centaurmon, we found some logs.
Oh, perfect. They'll make a good bridge, says Centaurmon.
Yep, they made a good bridge. I can walk across the river now on this bridge made of four logs lashed together at either end with ropes. Centaurmon. Good work, Centaurmon. Good job!
I'm sure there are other Digimon who want to help you.
Oh, alright, thanks, says Taichi. Okay, so we're getting help from our friend Digimon on the way to cross the ocean. Avoiding this Monochromamon. I was picking up another item out of an item box. Poison Guard. The recipe for Poison Guard, a digipiece I've never used. Now I can make infinite amounts of it. Thank gosh. What I've always wanted, more Poison Guard digipieces. Who gets poisoned ever? And who cares if they do? Oh, 50 extra damage. Oh no, boo-hoo. That's what Agumon would be saying. Not my enemies, who when I poison them, they're like, no, this stinks, 500 damage a round, oh boo-hoo. Because they've all got like, you know, sure it works on percentage of health, right? Oh, I found HP Capsule S's. And here's Elecmon by the side of this larger, wider river. What do we need, more logs? Takara Takeishi says, what are you doing, Elecmon? I don't remember how Elecmon sounded. Oh, I'm trying to fish for some food, but I don't have any bait. Oh, in that case, says Taichi, we'll help you out and we'll go find some bait. Wait, you're supposed to be here helping us. Centaurmon helped us. Centaurmon built us a bridge. You all got together and said, we'll help you. And now we're like, oh, sure, we'll go get you some bait. I guess that's what friends are for, right? Oh, thanks, says Elecmon. Why, though, he should say. You're supposed to go to Server Continent, right? Also, why can't Elecmon get his own bait? Looks like a ferocious predator. He could hunt out some worms, no problem. He basically looks like a little civet or some, you know, one of those funny animals. It's like a sort of stubby stoat or something. Saving the game quickly. I save compulsively. I didn't need to save the game there. Nothing's gonna beat me. I'm Taichi Yagami and Agumon. walking through a forest path, picking up an item box. Hard wings times three. This level, I'm not sure if it's going to make it to my list of favourite levels. On my list of favourite levels, I don't think that this is one of them. This is just a long, incredibly long forest path. There's one of those red bugs. I always think it's Kabuterimon, but that's our guy. What's this thing called? Kawagamon! It's right in the path, I have to fight it. Incredible. It was a Kawagamon star, it had no chance. We got it before it even got a chance to attack. I mean, we got lucky with pretty, like, hardcore break and shock from Piamon's magical attack or whatever. This forest path just got super complicated. There was a way to go to the south, and I chose north and fought what is it called? I've forgotten again. The red Kabuterimon. Kawagamon star. But maybe this path now branches left and right. Let's go left. I feel like there's going to be nothing here but some kind of Mushmon and a bonus item box. Software times three. So, okay. The right branch is going to be the critical path. Now the Kawagamon's respawned. If this right branch is the critical path, yeah, here is here's Merimon and Frigimon. What do you guys want? Let me talk to you. Merimon says, "It's mine." Yukidaramon says, "I'm the one who found it." Merimon and Yukidaramon, says Taichi Yagami. "Why are you two fighting?" Yukidaramon says, "It's this digipiece. Merimon called dibs on it, but I'm the one who found it."
"I was the one who climbed the tree to retrieve it from the branch," says Merimon. "All you did was find the thing."
"Oh, but all you did was climb a tree. Honestly, you fire-type Digimon are so pushy."
"No, ice-type Pidgeomon are just cowards. You give me back that digipiece."
"You stop it," says Taichi Yagami. "I asked you to explain, not start fighting again."
"Okay, then you can decide whose digipiece this is, Taichi."
"Hey, that's a pretty good idea," says Merimon.
"Oh, whoa, don't just spring that on me all of a sudden," says Taichi. Well, I think that Yukidaramon found it, so it's his. Right? Does that make sense? Merimon did do the hard work, but Yukidaramon saw it first. We could see this as like an accessibility issue. Yukidaramon saw it and thought, "Oh, a digipiece, I really need one of them." Right? But then that supposes that Merimon wouldn't have seen it on his own independently. So I guess because this is all happening at the same time, like if Yukidaramon saw the digipiece in the tree, decided he couldn't get it, and then buggered off and did something else, and then Merimon came along and saw it, and he got it, just because Yukidaramon saw it first, that wouldn't give him any... He wouldn't be like, "Hey Merimon, I saw that yesterday, so it equals mine." No, that would be no good. But because I get the feeling from that exchange that just happened, Yukidaramon was like, "Oh, there's a digipiece up in that tree. Oh, how cool, a digipiece." And Merimon's like, "Oh, cool, I'm going to go get it." And Yukidaramon's like, "I'm a big bear made of snow. I can't climb a tree. My arms won't support my big body weight. I'll just disintegrate. You know, I'm made of snow, you know. I'm Yukidaramon." And then Merimon's like, "Haha, sucks to be Yukidaramon, I guess, but Merimon can climb tree like fire climbing a big pole of wood, you know, whoosh, like this, whoosh." And then it's like, well, Yukidaramon did see it first, but he had no chance of getting it. But then again, so is Yukidaramon's, that's what I'm getting at. He probably could have gone and got a stick.
"You see," says Yukidaramon, "it's mine." The voices are all over the place, listeners.
"Well, if that's what Taichi says, I have to go along with it," says Merimon.
"Oh, hey, don't feel so bad about that digipiece I found," says Yukidaramon. "Here, Taichi, you can actually have it."
"What? Huh? Me?" says Taichi.
"Yeah, when I found it, I was thinking I would give you it as a present."
"What? That was what I was gonna plan with it," says Merimon.
Ah, well, now we've cleared all that up. Thanks, Sasachi Yagami.
So here is the...
says Yukidaramon. What? What's wrong? Says Taichi.
The digipiece changed. Maybe it's because I was holding on to it.
Oh, interesting. Huh, so that can happen, huh? Says Taichi. Defense boost 3, defense plus 15.
Oh, gosh darn it. I would have wanted an attack boost plus...
I want another attack boost 3. I don't want a defense boost 3. I don't care about defense. I have healing Digimon. I will never... Listen to me, listeners. None of my Digimon will ever faint. They will never faint because I heal non-stop. I can heal any damage. It doesn't matter to me. Defense matters not at all. I can replenish the hit points like filling up a cup of water from the tap. I don't want defense plus 15. Does that mean I'm going to replay up to that point? Am I going to have to rewind time, listeners? Is it time to rewind? Rewind, go back in time? You bet you it is. Play that wavy track. Rewind. Okay, we're back. We rewound back into the past. Just like Wavy said to do. Yeah, you know what this is by now. This is the series where we just play lots and lots of K-pop in the background. And sometimes the K-pop is from China, like Wavy is. Anyway, so they helped us stop and rewind and turn back time. Not as far as I thought I would have to go, because I forgot that I was compulsively saving the game every few seconds.
I save compulsively. I didn't need to save the game
there. So, yeah, it's silly me for ever doubting my own compulsions. I should just save all the time in case this kind of thing happens. We're back with Yukidaramon and Merimon. And you know, the more I've been thinking about it, the more I realize that Yukidaramon can see all kinds of stuff, sure. But the fact that Merimon did all the hard work actually going to get it, putting the effort in, maybe Yukidaramon wasn't even gonna... He just saw it, and then when he saw Merimon get it, he was like, hey, I saw that first. Well, that's a little bit immature of you, Yukidaramon. You didn't actually put in any other work to get it, did you? Merimon did. Merimon did the work. So it's his, isn't it?
See, I knew you would say that, Taichi, says Merimon.
I'm not really convinced, says Yukidaramon.
Ha 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 ha. People who put in lots of effort are the ones who get rewarded. Don't feel too bad. Here, Taichi, it's actually for you.
What, for me? Says Taichi Yagami.
Well, I was thinking that I was going to give this to you. Here, take it.
Oh, that's what I was thinking as well, says Yukidaramon.
Wow, well, now that we've cleared that up, thanks.
So here's the...
Well, what's wrong, says Saichi.
This digipiece changed. Maybe it's because I was holding on to it.
Wow, so that can happen?
Attained attack boost level 3!
Oh, it's exactly what I always wanted, Merimon. Thank you very much. Stop. Rewind. Turn. Back time. A Kawagamon! Get out of here! Okay, good. Yeah, great. So this top T area was not even... Oh, I want a cup of tea now. Hang on, I'm gonna make myself a nice cup of tea.
Yum. Some delicious Lotus Peak brand Chinese white tea.
Get it at your local supermarket.
If your local supermarket is the Midvale Woolworths, where I recorded that one episode. With Piamon turning into Birdramon. That same Midvale Woolworths is where I get the Lotus Peak white tea. And it's yummy, you should get some yourself.
Oh, where are we? We're heading south, yeah. So that whole T junction up to the north, I'm really glad, was not the critical path at all. It was just a bonus path. And if I headed south and been too lazy to go back up north, I would not have had that fun interaction with Merimon and Yukidaramon. And speaking of weirdo Digimon, would you look at this? It's Mojiamon. Hey, says Taichi. It's Mojiamon.
I found some nice food, says Mojiamon.
What, really? What did you find? Says Taichi.
Look, it's some nice earthworms.
Kia, says Mimi. They're squirming around.
Mojimon, humans can't eat earthworms.
Oh, you should have told me sooner, says Mojimon.
But we could use them for fish bait. If that's okay with you, says Taichi Yagami.
Oh yeah, take it, says Mojimon.
Thanks. This will be a great help, says Taichi Yagami. Obtain digi-earthworms.
Nya-nya-nya.
And now we go back to Elecmon. Cut back to when we get back to Elecmon. Oh, hey, look, it's Elecmon. Fancy that. Elecmon, we got some bait, says Taichi. Well, the fish will be biting like crazy with this. 1 second. See? Look, says Elecmon. Mite, mite. And that reminds me. Joseph had a question. Editor Dan, Joseph had a question.
Yes?
He wanted to know, what's the Japanese word for help?
The Japanese word for help is tasukete.
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 Thanks, Editor Dan. And now we know what the Japanese word for help is.
Tasukete.
Keep an ear out in this video game. If anyone ever shouts for help, you'll be able to recognize that without me telling you. And then I'll tell you, because it's my job to tell you. Because I'm the one playing the game and reading the dialogue to you.
Ah, it's a digicarp, says Argumon.
Elecmon says, ha 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 ha, I'm not too bad at this. Oh, thank you, says Takeru Takeishi. Obtained digicarp. Ah, well, we've got logs to make a raft, says Taichi. And we've got some fish to eat while we're out on the ocean. But, says Yamato. And Sora says, we can't find a large cloth to make a sail. Taichi says, well, that's no good. Jukido says, let's head back to where we started. We'll come up with a new plan. Yeah, says Kishiro Izumi. There aren't any dangerous Digimon around here anyway. Head back to where we started. Really? I'm going to backtrack? Yeah, this level stinks. This whole episode absolutely stinks. Backtrack, listeners. Let's backtrack. It's not even going to... Isn't, like, the story hasn't suddenly progressed now that we've just started backtracking? That's how I would do it. Have the next character be, like, just back down, you know. But no, I've really, literally got to go back to where I started. I'm crossing the bridge. Just see you soon, listeners. Ah, ran into a Beedamon. Wow. That was great. Okay, we're all the way back at the start. Oh no, it's Monzaemon. Hi everyone, says Monzaemon. It's Monzaemon. There's some good bits in that song. I know it's a very silly, stupid song. Two Baddies by NCT127. But there's some good bits. Like, I quite like this bit. Too fast, you. Umjigimon, Blue's Clues. Everybody jealous, start a hebel, dunga new rule. 위험한 생각에 맞서봐. 이번엔 피하지 않은 날. Let's get him. You know? It's not all just this bit. Two baddies, one Porsche. Sometimes there's bits like this bit. Zero to back on the highest bit. Can't get up. This has been a really music heavy episode, hasn't it? Alright. Here's Monzaemon, everyone. Monzaemon! Mimi says, Monzaemon, what's up?
I thought you would need a cloth to make a sail, so I picked one up at Toy Town.
What? Really? Says Taichi Yagami.
Yeah, although to be honest, it's actually just my bed sheet.
Well, as long as it's big enough for a sail, that's fine, says Kishiro Izumi.
Oh, really? Yakata, says Monzaemon.
We can finish the raft now, says Taichi. Lemon comes up.
I'll carry the raft for you. Are you ready to leave?
Thanks, Lemon. So, but as a save point, I'm gonna compulsively save the game. And here's Lemon standing next to the save point. There's no other indication of what to do, so I guess we go and talk to Lemon. I'll carry the raft for you, says Big Strong Lemon, who chopped down the logs for us.
Are you ready to leave now?
Yeah, it gives me this choice again. Yeah, let's go to the server continent, or no, we're not ready yet. Wait a little while. But I know what's going to happen if I say wait a little while and I check to see if it unlocks a secret at the end of the path or something like some other video game might do, you know? Rewarding exploration, rewarding experimentation and exploration. No, this game has, nothing has changed. It's just in case I didn't go visit Yuki Daramon and Merimon that they've put this in, I think. But I have. I've done everything there is to do in this level and the level isn't going to change at all. So yeah, let's go to the server continent. I learned from last time, listener. Lemon says,
all right, I'll wait for you back at the beach.
Well, would you look at this? Here's our raft. It's a log raft, has a big sail, it's got a green metal barrel, and it's got a wooden box. I imagine the box is full of fish and the barrel's full of water. Although maybe it's a carp, isn't it? Carp is a freshwater fish. So you could just put your fish in your water barrel if you're going on a long enough journey, right? Or maybe you don't want to drink the fish water. Maybe that's a bad idea. Maybe they already tried that back in boat days when everyone rode around in big boats. They're like, we can save space by keeping the fish in the water barrels and not having to have them in the wooden box where they might go off, you know. And then they tried it and the water tasted a little fishy. So, but I mean, these are just kids. They might not know any better. Chiro Kido says, I wonder if this will hold up out there. Yeah, it looks a bit flimsy if you ask me. Lemon says,
I'm sure if anyone could get across the ocean, it would be you guys. You children.
I guess they are the chosen children, aren't they? Arigato Lemon. It's all thanks to your help.
Help the chosen children.
Ah, says Takeru Takeishi. Oh, what's wrong, says Yamato. Oh! Crack pop! Oh! It's a Mochimon! I recognize it immediately! It's so cute! It's the cutest thing ever! Looks like a marshmallow with a cute Kirby face. Takeru Takeishi says, the digi egg! It hatched! I guess it's kind of like a flubbier, airier, whiter Ditto is what it's like. But I like it a lot. Kawaii, says Mimi Tachikawa. How cute, the translators say on her behalf. Kawaii, yay, says Takeru. It's really cute. Thank you very much, says Taichi Yagami. All the kids are standing on the raft. Sayonara, says Sora Takanuchi, and the translators say goodbye. Lemon says, farewell, chosen children. Goodbye, Lemon. And here we are, out on the water. Says Mimi Tachikawa. I don't feel so good. Oh, I didn't think it would shake this much, says Kishiro Izumi. Oh, how much longer are we all going to be out on here, says Juro Kido. We only just got started, says Taichi. Oh, but we only have so much food and water. There's only enough for about a half a month, says Jyokido. Jyo, says Taichi. I can say, pull yourself together. Or, if we run out, we can just catch some fish. Now, I know this is the easy option, the easy, obvious option, right? But I was already thinking that Gomamon here can just, like, summon fish. And they can just eat them. Oh yeah, you're right! And there'll be probably rain before we run out of water too, says Juo Kido optimistically. Oh Juo, haven't you read the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner? Oh. Water everywhere, not a drop to drink. That's rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. Her breath was cold, her looks were free, her hair a pale gold, her face as pale as leprosy. The nightmare life and death was she who slaked men's something with something. It's rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. Mariner? Mariner. Who did that one? Who done that poem? Let me go check. It was Samuel Taylor Coleridge what wrote the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. So there you go. Hooray. Where were we? Oh, yeah, we were on the boat.
And Joe Kiddo is like, what? But what if every tongue was parched at the root as though choked by soot or something? And Taishigami's like, nah, don't worry, it'll rain.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, if we put our minds to it, things will work out somehow, says Taishigami.
Arigato, Taichi. I feel a bit better.
Friendship rank up.
What? What's going on, says Taichi.
The screen goes black. The earth did shake. And we were all a flutter. Oh no, what's this, said Sora. And what's this? Oh no, she muttered. Mimi says, ah. Something's approaching us from behind, says Yamato Ishida.
Oh, it's an island, says Taichi Yagami.
No, that's no island, says Sora Takanuchi. Listeners, let's turn to Sam Taylor Coleridge in this moment. The very deep did rot, O Christ, that ever this should be. Yea, slimy things did crawl with legs upon the slimy sea. About, in reel and rout, the death fires danced at night. The water, like a witch's oils, burned green and blue and white. And some in dreams assured were of the spirit that plagued us so. 9 fathoms deep, he'd followed us from the land of mist and snow. That's what they're about to. They're going to turn and face the 9 fathoms deep spirit, what tailed them from the lands of mist and snow. Oh no, it's actually just Whalemon! Tentomon says, oh look, it's Whalemon! Wait, he says Wamon. Whamon. Wamon! Wamon! Okay, sure. If we're going to do mostly K-pop, I guess we can do some, like, I don't know. Who is that? Was that Led Zeppelin? Yeah, that's probably Led Zeppelin, right? I mean, if we're doing Led Zeppelin, we can probably do Doja Cat as well. There we go. Now there's no rules. We can do whatever we want. Wamon usually stays at the bottom of the ocean. Why is he up here? Asked Tentomon. Why isn't he 9 fathoms deep? He's coming this way, says Kishiro Izumi. We're gonna be swallowed, says Taichi Yagami. Oh, here we are inside Wamon. We just cut to inside Wamon. We're going down a big, like, a big whale tummy tube. We're being consumed, says Kishiro Izumi. And by consumed, I don't mean the economic definition. What? Okay. Yeah, sure, cool. Yeah, we know, says Chiyo Kiddo. So he really is eating us, huh? Says Mimi Tachikawa. And we can't do anything about it except sit by and watch, says a dejected Taichi Yagami. He's cranky about it. All we can do is sit down and watch. There they are, they're going down the whale's throat. Just like Rudyard Kipling's How the Whale Got Its Throat, My Best Beloved. Now, in the sea, once upon a time, oh my best beloved, there was a whale, and he ate fishes. He ate the starfish and the garfish, and the crab and the dab, and the plaice and the dace, and the skate, and his mate, and the mackerel and the pickerel, and the really, truly, twirly-whirly eel. All the fishes he could find in all the sea he ate with his mouth, so, until at last there was only one small fish left in all the sea, and he was a small stute fish, and he swam a little behind the whale's right ear, so as to be out of harm's way. And then the whale stood up on his tail and he said, I am hungry. And the small stute fish said in a small stute voice, noble and generous cetacean, have you ever tasted man? Etc. That's what Rudyard Kipling's like. And so now let me put the Rudyard Kipling book down on top of the Samuel Taylor Coleridge book, and we can get on with Digimon Adventure for the PSP. My best beloveds. Wow, we're in an open space now, says Sora Takanuchi. They're floating in a huge tropical-looking pool. There's kind of
a texture in the distance, which could be mistaken for the Digimon's sky texture, but it's not moving, it's quite still. I think that this is inside the large whale's belly. Well, I think that we're out of the esophagus. In other words, we're in the stomach now, says Kishiro Izumi. Yeah, they went down the esophagus. Wave goodbye, off it goes into the stomach. Splash. Around the duodenum, man, you should have seen them turn into mushy mash. Oh, up and down intestines, having just the best time, making you strong, no question. Into the bloodstream, lose what you don't need, that's what we call digestion. That's what we call digestion. It's a weirdly high energy episode. Is it going to turn out that I've got like COVID again and I'm manic? Let me have a nice sip of my calming lotus, what was it? Lotus Field brand Chinese white tea. Ah, that's much better. Now I'm calm again. Calm enough, maybe even to fall asleep. Let's see how the kids are going to get out of this whole digestion problem. Isn't the stomach where food is digested? Asked Taichi Takeru Takeishi of Kishiro Izumi very calmly. Well, if we don't escape from here quickly, we're the ones who are going to be digested, says Taichi Yagami. Hey! Taichi, over there, says Sora Takanuchi. And we see up in the high wall of the stomach a single tiny solitary black gear. There it is. Oh, a black gear, says Taichi Yagami.
So that's why Wamon's on a rampage, says Agumon.
I'll give you something to climb up on.
Poison Ivy, says Palmon.
Okay, I'm going, says Taichi Yagami. The screen fades to black. We see Palmon. We just see the raft with Palmon on it, and her long vines are stretching up behind the camera. But we get Taichi Yagami's dialogue. Oh, there's a pool of gastric juices underneath me, and this vine is swaying a lot. Ah!
Taichi,
says Yamato Ishida. I get Taichi, step on the left, Ivy. Or Taichi, step on the right, Ivy. Well, it's, we got to, Taichi, the right, Ivy, quickly. Off. There we go. The other way, my right, not your right, says Yamato. I can't think that quickly, says Taichi. Hey, I'm trying to help you out here, says Yamato. Keep your mouth shut, okay, says Taichi. Just a little bit more, you can do it, keep at it, says a happy Takeru Takeishi. Yush! Alright, I'm pulling out the gear, says Taichi. We just have to imagine all this is theatre of the mind, listeners. Rumble, 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 the whole stomach rumbles. Ah, says everyone. And we're back out of the whale's stomach. I wonder how that happened. I bet that was really cheap to do from an animation perspective. Just, we're going down a red tunnel, we're in a strange gastric sea, and then pop, we're outside without having really seen any action. But hey, you know, I'm not here to complain about it. It's all grist to the mill. The sleep mill. Sleep grist. Are you okay, Sora? Says Piyamon. Ugh, says Sora Takanuchi. She means, yeah, that's what the translators say anyway.
Ah, we made it out somehow, says Agumon.
Are you okay, Poyamon? Poyamon. It's not Mochimon, it's Poyamon.
Wamon says, I apologize for acting so violently.
Hey, no worries. It was the Black Gear's fault, says Taichi.
I feel refreshed now, thanks to you.
Hey, Wamon, how far is it to serve a continent from here?
It would take me 5 days to get there, says Wamon.
Whoa, that's pretty far, says Yamato. Oh, so then do you know anything about those tags that Devimon hid, or the crests for that matter? Asked Taichi.
Tags and crests? No, I don't know anything, says Wamon.
Ah, says Agumon.
But what I do know is that Devimon went under the sea once, and he put something there.
What? Where?
On the way to the server continent. Allow me to escort you.
Ah, thank you so much, Sesshiro Izumi. Yeah, we're counting on you, Wamon. Wamon. Can't quite make out what they're saying. And now we're at the bottom of the ocean. This is going to be the longest chapter ever. I can't do it, listeners. Agumon says,
"Ah, it's a little bit chilly. So the tags and crests are around here, huh?"
Yeah, let's go in and look for them, says Taichi Yagami. So we just immediately cut to a cave located at the bottom of the ocean. We're not underwater, we're in some air. It must be trapped air in an underwater cave at the bottom of the ocean. And it's lit with blue and green ethereal lights on these stalagmites here in this under-ocean cave. But the most important thing to me is this save point. I'm going to save you, save me, save our memories. There we go. And listeners, I hope you've enjoyed this surprisingly high energy episode. Tune in next time for another episode of Digimon Adventure, or maybe Digimon World, depending on, you know, which comes first. I'm not too sure. I'm not going to do as much Digimon World as I have done Digimon Adventure, that's for sure, because it's a little bit more wandering, that other game. This one's quite directed. You know, it's more like a story I'm reading to you, the story of Digimon, the canon of Digimon, reading from the book of Digimon. I hope you've enjoyed this has been the K-pop and poetry, or just music in general and poetry in general episode. So I hope you've enjoyed it. Tune in, see what the next episode is. Goodbye, good night, everyone. Have a really, really restful Digimon.